Then the householder, Halid Dakani, approached the Venerable Mahakachana, paid homage to him, sat down to one side, and said to him, Venerable Sir, this was said by the Blessed One in the questions of Magandhya of the Attakavaga. And that's a section of the Suttanipata, and which is a very, again, there's these internal kind of affirmations of some of the older layers of the suttas, and that that aspect of the suttas, say Suttanipata, and particularly Attakavaga, one would assume that that they are things that the monks at the Buddha's time were already learning and memorizing and passing on to others as a way of forming continuity of the teachings. So anyway, this is a verse from the Attakavaga. Having left home to roam without abode, in the village the sage is intimate with none. Rid of sensual pleasures without expectations, he would not engage people in dispute. How, Venerable Sir, should the meaning of this, stated by the Blessed One in brief, be understood in detail? And of course, Mahakachana is the foremost disciple in the detailed exposition of brief sayings. And that the questions of Magandhya are Suttanipata 844. And I actually meant to bring another translation over, and it's sitting on my desk. Yeah, you can bring it over. Quickly bring it over. I think it's helpful. It's very close, but I think it's worth reading it, seeing how Dr. Sadatisa translates it. And he's somebody who is, he translated that, he'd probably been a monk for 40, 50 years or something already, and then he did this translation of the Suttanipata, and it steeped in Pali. I mean, he's one of these Sri Lankan scholars who converse in Pali, so very, very knowledgeable, very comfortable in the Pali language. And Dr. Sadatisa tended to, he lived in England for many years, so that he wanted to try to put this into a more of a colloquial English, so that it was rather than a scholarly English. And actually, also another interesting thing was, like, when Ajahn Chah took Ajahn, when he went to England at first, and then they had Ajahn Sumedho and the monks stay on in England to begin the establishing of the Sangha there. He told Ajahn Sumedho to take Dr. Sadatisa as the Sangha Raja of England and go and pay respects and look after him and draw close to Dr. Sadatisa. Rinpoche Chah was not generally a person who scholars were not his high in his list, but he obviously saw that Dr. Sadatisa was, besides being a great scholar, he was a very good monk, a good leader. As Dr. Saratisa's translation, the sage who has forsaken his home, not entering upon intimate relations in villages, free from lust, not giving preference to mundane desire, he does not engage in disputatious talk with people. So it's a bit more colloquial.